You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, it did. And Richie in Queens wants to talk about it right now. Richie in Queens, Rich, disgusting loss yesterday.
Yeah, another tournament. I was at the game Friday night, and you're talking about Randy came in, and he was shaky then. You know, obviously, he's been in three or four spots ending games, and you start to wonder, like you said, I've seen it forever, mentality, toughness, different when you got to get the last three outs versus getting three outs, and you know somebody is behind you for the ninth inning. So he's been shaky, and in that Mauricio at bat, he came up and he threw 298-mile-per-hour fastballs, I think. Barely went out to him and said, just go with your, we go with your heat. So he was able to overpower him. But, yeah, and, you know, the Dom Smith thing was a great interview, guys. You guys asked all the right questions. The only thing I would have asked him is, like, how did he not throw home against the Mets? Did you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Play?
Yeah.
It was a ground at a first, and then the Dom didn't cover second. And then in that same series, Walker, man on third, gets a ground ball,
oh,
and he goes for two when they're got – and the runner is running. You got to know that you don't have a shot at second. So, yeah, this has just been very disturbing. The Chapman point, and maybe I'm extreme and tough on him, I think he's been horrible this year. I really, really do. And I go by, I've watched every game, I'm sure, like you guys. He is probably my sixth choice with men on base. I need contact.
How about the Richie? I'm going to let you finish. The first inning, when he struck out on three pitches, I go, you cannot be making $150 million a year with this team that's struggling the way they are and not hit a soft ground ball to second base or something. Like something. You can't strike out in that situation.
And that changed the whole – that right. And your point is it changes the inning when you get that first out.
Mm-hmm.
And because the pitcher is really on the ropes at that point.
Exactly.
But he just doesn't have a clue. He doesn't handle anything up high. I know Krug sometimes says he's great with – certain pitches, but no, you throw 94 up, you throw 93 up, and 98, he's not even going to touch. So, yeah, I've been really, really disappointed. Would I be a, and you know, and you guys touched on it too, it's 59 games to go, you know, and I still never give up. Like last night, San Diego lost again.
I'm with you.
They've lost 2 out of 3. If you win that game, you know, you got, you're down 5 games. Like, what percentage do I think? I think it's like 30, 70. But there's still a chance.
I am with you.
So there's a game that you're up. And, you know, Randy closed that game out. I like what I'm seeing from Schmidt. I really think he has a clue up at bat. You know, Bailey's been a little bit better. So you look for the positives. I don't know if you bring Fitzgerald up, although Schmidt, I mean, Schmidt doesn't have a lot of range at second. It cost him a couple of games. He just doesn't get that quick step. But I like what I'm seeing with him. But It's very his moves at times, Melvin. If he was to be fired, I have no issue with it. And I think Devers is doing and some of the throws, guys, too, with defensively with Chapman. He makes a great play. He's got an hour and a half to make the throw, and he's throwing it really
down
in the dirt.
It's a great point, Rich. It's a great point, and I was just about to bring that up when it comes to Chapman in the air. Is like We talk about it all the time. If you're not producing at the plate, you better be spiffy defensively. Like, there's 11 errors for Matt Chapman this year. Only people with more errors than him at third base, Manny Machado, one of the best offensively in the game. So that's okay. You got my guy, Eugenio Suarez, who I don't know if you've been watching him. They're pretty freaking good, right? Yeah. And that's about it, all right? So you got Austin Riley there. Like, you can't be doing that. You're a platinum glove winner. And against the Pittsburgh Pirates of all teams, those things bite you in the ass. They really do. And I do think it's been a very disappointing year for Matt Chapman.
Well, I think he hasn't been the same since the injury.
It's been very disappointing, yeah.
He was hot right before the injury, diving back into first base. I just don't think he's been right. I think it's screwed up his season.
And he's never going to be like the 270, 280. We know that. But like him,
it's the strikeouts.
Adames, the strikeouts.
The pop-ups and the strikeouts.
And when it's magnified like that, when you have the Devers situation, when you have Adames, he's been better, a lot better the last couple months. I'm not saying he hasn't been, but you just look up at the batting averages there, and I know batting average isn't the end all be all.
No, batting average still matters.
It still matters.
Batting average doesn't matter is the most ludicrous thing of all time.
When my 2-3-4 hitters are 227, 230, and 230, it's just, that tells you all you need to know. And right now, we're poo-pooing the Pirates offense when the Giants is much better. So, like, maybe I shouldn't have even been doing that.
Yeah, but they traded away some of their better players that play every single day. And so they're even in a lesser version than what they were a week ago.
And then he mentioned the Bob Melvin factor of all this. And again, I still think these next 2 months he is playing for his job, managing for his job. I do. I don't care about the option. I don't care about any of that. I think Buster Posey has been with good managers for most part of his career outside of maybe Gabe Kapler. But he had Bruce Bochy. Buster Posey. Buster Posey had Bruce Bochy for most of his career. And if he's potentially available after this season, potentially, you best believe he's going to be interested in going after him again to try to make sweet music with him one more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Back to
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chapman.
Back to Chapman.
He's been so frustrated. He hit the two home runs, and then immediately you get like three or four strikeouts in a game. He does get a lot of walks. He just strikes out so much, and it's the specific situational ABs. Yesterday's a great example. He should be a 95 RBI guy this year in terms of the amount of opportunities he's had with runners in scoring position. And he's not even going to come close to that because of his failure to drive the ball or go the other way. There's been a couple of ground balls the other way to just get a runner in, but more times than not, it feels like he's swinging for the big hit as opposed to doing his job and driving a guy in and just sacrificing launch angle and just putting a pop-up out there, a fly ball out there into right center. It's really, really, really frustrating. And I think this insistence on pulling it is really killing him.
God, there's, in baseball, It is so frustrating. Runners left in scoring position, and then the way you lose is a dribbler up the line. No, it's like it's. I would have just preferred.
But that's baseball.
No, it is baseball. I prefer losing with like a just get a home run, just crush it, just put me out of my misery. The dribblers up the line, Joe. It literally is like I'm getting stabbed.
Yeah, but that's the play that they should have had. You know, putting a ball in play is forcing the defense to make a play.
I know.
And when you strike out or you pop up,
doesn't do anything.
It advances no one. And so when you start the game with a bases loaded, no out situation, and you can't capitalize and get 3, 4, 5 runs in that inning, that's on you. That game should have been over in the first inning.
Or when you do pop up, you don't even know the infield fly. Well, so there's that too.
That too. Now there is some solid things. Like he is right about Casey Schmidt, Richie. In Queens is.
Yeah.
Casey Schmidt's at-bats have been significantly better.
Shaved his head.
Significantly better. No, like when you watch his at-bats, he's not just swinging at everything. He's showing off-the-plate discipline. He's fouling balls off. When he does drive it, it seems like he's driving into the gaps. I think his at-bats have been really, really, really good. And defensively, I think he's been excellent at second base.
No, I've been pleasantly surprised with the emergence of Casey Schmidt this season. Like, that is something.
It's been good.
After the injury, I didn't know because it's like, man, is this coming at the worst time for him? Gets hurt, comes back. He's been really good. He shaved the head, got whatever the mojo was that worked. Mm-hmm. It worked. So I don't care if it's a mental game, whatever. These guys got to do what they got to do. But hey, if I'm struggling here, maybe I got to shave my head. Who knows?
And his arm at second base, because he has the third baseman's arm, is a weapon, especially on those double plays.
And if he could be that dude, right, that can just take that second base, just take it away. But again, I say that. Hey, Chapman, earn your paycheck, man. He's just not making anything. You got to produce a third base too, man.
Chapman to me is a 5, 6, 7 hitter.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of like how I viewed Crawford. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But Crawford a little bit, I kind of view Chapman similarly, where if they give you anything offensively, it's a big bonus. But I do view him similarly as offensive players. Defensively, they're wizards. But offensively, they're a little limited. They'll give you pop.
Carl's clutch.
No, they could be clutch. I think Chapman could be clutch too at times. But it just feels like lately... Maybe it is just the wrist. Maybe it is.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I think for me, the impact on winning in specific situations for Chapman has left me frustrated. Yeah. He's had great games. Again, like the 2 home run game the other day against Atlanta, I thought he was turning the corner. And but he's not the only one on the team. Like, I could say this about Elliot Ramos, Adames, Devers, and Chapman. Any given game, they could strike out 3 or 4 times.
How many times have we said this year, if you're just a fan, I've seen on social, oh, this is the moment. Base is juiced. Whatever. You're down. This is the moment player X is going to become a giant.
And they haven't.
And they haven't. Whether it's Devers, whether it's Adames, now, whether it's Chapman.
I think the biggest development of the last week has been Jungwoo Lee has, like, he's popped.
Mm.
And if you're watching the games, the element of it's not just a hit. He hit the ball into the gap. That was a double all year long. Except, I don't know what has gotten into him. He was like, no, I am going to push it and make that a triple. I was like, yes, Jungwoo Lee. Yes. Yes, use your legs. I don't even care if you do get thrown out a little. I want to see you push the limits and put pressure on defenses. So seeing him really use his legs these last 6, 7 days, I think is like one of the biggest revelations.
Listen, there are positives on this team, even though, and the season's not over, but when you lose to the Pirates and you're 0-4 against them right now, and if you lose today, that's both series you lost against Pittsburgh. It's not exactly a confidence booster, but there are some positives on the team in the lineup. Casey Schmidt, like Jungwoo Lee. If Jungwoo Lee could finish the season off strong after just a stretch that he has had in the last couple months where it's just been god-awful, and people are wondering, like, God, we're still on the hook for this contract going forward, what an emergence that would be. Because I do think most people are going to say, all right, he had Devers in the offseason, maybe he can handle the weight, gets healthier. I think I know what I'm going to see from Rafi Devers. We've seen some of it flash lately in the last couple weeks with Rafi Devers when he's been able to be at first base. Wait, he golfed one out. What was that? In Atlanta? Where it's just like, how the hell did he do that? He had a nuke over in Queens over the weekend against the Mets. I know what I'm going to get from Rafi Devers for the most part. I think going forward. Adames is another guy. It's kind of his track record.
He's
cooled off a little bit, but he's a second half kind of a guy, and in August in particular. Let's see him pick it up a little bit more. But again, Jungwoo Lee, Casey Schmidt, Dom Smith. There are some positives here. But it's the positives from the guys that, quite frankly, I need to see more from those other big dudes that are getting $150+ million contracts. Jeff is in Sherman Oaks, wants to join in the conversation.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, good morning.
Guys, good morning. I'm to the point where I'm no longer frustrated. It's numbing at this point. And thankfully here in Los Angeles, I can get you guys on YouTube and you guys talk me through all this craziness. Here's the thing, guys, this is such a talented team. There are talented players on this team. They're failing in pretty much every aspect of the game. Now, I've been one of the few that's always been supportive of Bowmel. I'm done. The buck stops at the manager. They're failing in every aspect of the game. The base running mistakes, the just a complete failure to execute. How in God's name Pat Burrell and Damon Miner are still employed is beyond me. What I would do is I would absolutely, and I'm not that kind of guy, but I would fire Melvin, get Hallberg in there, figure it out for the rest of the year and get a new manager for next year. But this is unbelievable, guys.
Let me ask you, is it the fundamentals of the players that, like, because you're referencing base running and hitting the right cutoff? I mean, these are all things that are driving me insane as well. Situational hitting, all that. But what about, is it the bullpen? Like, if you were to, like, lay it down, what exactly is it about Bowmel? Is it just how buttoned up they are as a team in terms of fundamentals, or is it the handling of the staff?
Well, I can't. It's a good question, Joe. I mean, you can't say it's the bullpen now because he doesn't have the horses that he had.
I'm in agreement with
the moves that they made because they had to. And Rogers is the one that I missed.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. But people are sitting there complaining about him and his bullpen use. He's lost two. I wasn't a Duvall fan at the end, but he's lost two key components of the bullpen. So you don't have what you had, you know, a week ago, less than a week ago. So it can't be blaming the bullpen, which we know was a strength.
Yeah.
And the rotation was a strength. And then Roop got hurt. And you know, we see hopefully Wisenhunt takes the spot until Roop gets back. I think they're going to be good in the rotation. And I think the bullpen will figure itself out. It's the complete lack of execution hitting wise. And Buster is finally going, Buster is going after gap-to-gap hitters. You need a gap-to-gap coach. Burrell was a home run hitter. It's everything wrong. These guys can't advance a runner. They get a leadoff single or a leadoff walk. The guy ends up on first base. They can't even get him to second base, much less get him over, get him in. But the mental mistakes, I mean, they talk about, Ramos said, I can't help the team. Sit him down.
Yeah.
Send him down. It's too many things. Send him down and get his head right. He's too talented to play like this. Is embarrassing.
I know.
And he's in every single night. What's he do something different? It's the same thing over and over again. And I'm sorry. I like Bowmel. I like him a lot more than Kapler. I couldn't stand Kapler.
I was with you.
Get rid of him. It's enough.
Hey, don't be a stranger. Call in again.
Jeff. It's funny, Sherman Oaks.
The Ramos thing. They're different situations.
They can't get rid of him, by the way, because he is one of their better hitters. Still, he's cooled off a lot too. Three hits yesterday, but what do we come back to? The fielding error.
No, but I think they're different sports. You treat people differently. The way you react, they're very, very different. But I remember a time when Vernon Davis was as talented a player as anyone in the game, and he would just do knucklehead stuff, trying to catch the ball off his shoulder pads, just being a dummy. Like, he was a very talented player.
Interesting individual too,
Vernon Davis.
Yes.
Well, but even then, we didn't know. We didn't have a glimpse into these guys' social media life. Mike Singletary kicked him off the field, and it's probably the greatest thing that ever happened to his career.
Yes.
And he said this, and we all knew it. And in real time, like, you got the best out of Vernon Davis. He had a hell of a career.
He did
a hell of a career. And there was a point where you're like, dude, this guy is like, he is wasting what could be an all-pro level season or three or whatever in his future, because he just can't get himself right. And I ask you, like, if Vernon could go back and do it all over again, he would have that same thing happen to him again with Mike Singletary embarrassing him in front of everyone, the fans, the other team, his own teammates, the locker room. I do think that this era of athletes, every now and then, I'm not saying you have to embarrass them. That's not what I'm saying, but you got to call them out a little. And you got to hold them accountable. And you got to ask them, what kind of career do you want to have? And I just don't know if Bowmel has that in him. Now, we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. But I do wonder if, like, taking a Vernon Davis-like approach to someone like Ellie Ramos. Last night, final play of the game, Joey Bart hits that ball to left field. He just cut off Jung Hoo Lee. And then now he's catching the ball with his momentum going toward left center field. And then he's going to throw with no momentum. You know, you want to get your body in a crow hop going in. He has an okay arm. Jung-Hoo Lee has as strong an arm, but his momentum's going toward third base. Why are you cutting that ball off? I don't know, but these are the little things that, like, I wonder if a manager in this modern day can get in someone's grill in the sense of, like, dude, what are you doing? You need to take a seat and hold a guy accountable.
Well, it's well said, and we've seen that. Say what you will about Steve Kerr, he's not afraid to call out some players. He will do that. He'll say it right after.
He's,
like,
he's benched many guys.
Correct. He'll say, I don't know what the hell he was doing. I don't know what he was thinking. Yeah, Draymond can't do that. So
he's
done
it to Pods.
He's done it to everyone.
He's done it to Kuminga. He's done it to Moody.
Yes.
No, all varying degrees.
Correct. You have to know your personnel. And you got to know.
Yes.
And there's made men and there's non-made men and there's the middle tier stuff. And Elliot Ramos, no one's saying you're sending him down right now. But I understand the frustration of the Jeffs and the Sherman Oaks of the world, Sherman Woods, whatever the well he was. I understand their frustration when it's just like, dude, you got to learn somehow. Like, when is he going to get the memo that you cannot be having this many errors, whether it's on the base paths or in the field? Because I don't care how well you're swinging the bat. It doesn't matter if you're not knowing infield fly rules, dude. You can't know that.
It's just so bad.
It's bad. It's bad. And I don't know if that's a Bob Melvin fix of him just ripping into him or airing him out during a post-game press conference. I'm not sure. But you got to know what makes players tick, right? Klay Thompson, you're going to talk to him different than a Draymond Green.
Yeah.
You just are. You're going to talk to a Rafi Devers different than you are to a Matt Chapman. There's different varying degrees here. So I don't know what the right message is, but the message needs to be received.
Well,
Elliot
I think
Ramos.
There's a commonality.
And I don't think it's been received. It hasn't been.
No, I do believe there actually is a commonality between those Singletary Niners and where the Giants are now. The Singletary Niners, and look, what he did with Vernon is one aspect, but they were underwhelming.
Yeah.
They had too much talent to be as bad as they were, period.
Yes.
And I look at the Giants, and I do agree. They're better talent-wise than what their record has shown. But they play bad baseball.
Yeah.
Like, they do. So, in this scenario, yeah, you still need to continue to work on the roster and bring guys up, and they've got a long way to go. They need multiple bullpen arms, multiple starters, whatever. But at the same time, like, the talent I do have, I don't think is playing at an optimal level. Do you?
They are a mediocre team right now. What happens with mediocre teams? You're capable of beating anyone, but you're also capable of losing to anyone. And right, and it's baseball too. So you're gonna have, you know, the Dodgers, even the best teams in baseball, they'll lose to, you know, like the Pirates or the White Sox. Like, they'll take their lumps.
Joe, they
at
should
times,
not be seven
but,
back.
But no,
August 5th. Yes. Of the third wild card spot or whatever.
Well,
you need what they need is they need their version of a Jim Harbaugh.
Maybe we overrated this team a little bit. Maybe we did. Is that a possibility?
No. There's no doubt. No, it's not overrated them. I think we got a little, myself included, got swept up in the first 2 months. And really, since the first 2-3 weeks of the season, they've been an under 500 team. So that's been who they are.
So to use your analogy, and I think this is where you're getting to, they got rid of Singletary and they brought in Jim Harbaugh and it changed everything.
It was the beginning of everything. Now, they also drafted and developed well and brought in certain guys around them. But you're talking about the core of those Niner teams were all the same. Frank Gore, Willis, and Justin Smith. You know, yeah, did you bring in an Alden Smith? And did you elevate Navarro Bowman? And yeah, there's no doubt. You bring in Carlos Rogers. But the majority of that team had been drafted, signed, and brought up prior to Harbaugh even coming in to the fold. He just did. And then you had a guy like Alex Smith was at a crossroads in his career.
He was.
He just was. And so, like, obviously he brought the bust out of him and all that. But Willis was here. Smith was here. You know, Ray McDonald and Ahmed Brooks were all here. Their offensive line, Staley and Davis and Iopati, all those guys were here. And they were just a note off. They were just a note off. And I feel the same way about where the Giants are right now. They're a note off.
And I don't know if they will make the change. And that's... Honestly, this is probably going to be the biggest move for Buster Posey when this offseason comes if the Giants don't make the playoffs, is what do you do with Bob Melvin? I don't care about the option getting picked up. I'm just going to say it right now. They can lean on that. Oh, we picked him up. It doesn't matter. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Coaches' contracts can get ripped up. Any sport, doesn't matter. They don't care. So I do think that's going to be one of the big talking points after this season is over is what does Buster do with Bob Melvin? And should he be managing for his job these last 2 months? I actually believe it. The more I'm seeing all these errors stack and stack with Ramos's of the world, right? Jungaluzo's him better, but he's struggled at times. Base running, all of it. It keeps going. The Ryan Walker, right? Hell, yesterday, do you just walk the person in so you get the force at the plate? Like, little things like that that keep stacking up, and we're seeing it the last few weeks, yo. It's maddening for the fans, and it's got to be maddening for the players, the coaching staff, and specifically Buster Posey if he's watching this. Because Buster, and I caught some of what you were saying last week, Buster's only known success for the most part in his major league career. And it was a great point. Like, he's only known success as a player. He's dealt with, already in his short degree, a lot of ups and downs as a general manager now, or as a president of baseball operations with the Giants. And he's learning. Just because you add some players doesn't mean it's going to change anything. And he knows that. But he also knows elite and Hall of Fame managing. And he knows the difference between a Bruce Bochy and a Bob Melvin. Now, is Bochy going to be available? Does Bochy even want to come back? Those are questions I don't have the answers to. But you'd be fooling yourselves, Giants fans, if he's not thinking about it, if he's not monitoring what's going on with the Texas Rangers, if they flame out, and if they don't make the playoffs. You kidding me? I would jump at the chance to go get that guy.
Well, yeah, I think that's easy to say.
Is that unfair for me to even put out there?
I'm just going to say this. Like, I think Boach is a great manager. I'm not sure he's what they need right now. Like, I don't know. You know, would they be better? I do think they'd be better.
I throw that name out because of the relationship with Buster.
But I think the skill set of what they need is they need someone to hold these guys accountable publicly and really, like, be on it. Like, that's what I think that they need. I do. I think they need somebody who's got a little more fire. That's what I think.
Well, there was a guy out there, and obviously what took place over in Houston, he was mired, he was suspended, and then he ended up going to the Detroit Tigers. I was a big A.J. Hinch guy, and he's clearly been what they needed. Turned that organization around. He was a Stanford guy, right? Yeah. Knows his stuff. Won World Series. Whether you want to say it was trash can related or not, A.J. Hinch is a hell of a manager.
A hell of a team.
He's a hell of a team, right? And all the collection of talent that they helped bring up and he helped bring
trash
up.
Trash can related.
I know. Well, it's true, all right? Some people say, oh, Jose Altuve, don't take my shirt off, right? And they got Carlos Correa now. And I swear to God, I feel like the Astros are going to win the whole World Series again. It's going to make me throw up in my mouth.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.